Last year, 2012, he was the number one draft pick of the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, a big-time part of this Eagles defense. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Xfinity Studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Fletcher Cox, of course, Eagles defensive lineman. And I like to see that. You're all smiles and happy. How's it going out there? Come on.
It's going good. Just going to get better every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing. You know, have a goal and try to get better.
What is Coach different than the past? I mean, everybody talks about Coach Az as he's got a lot of intensity. He really wants you guys to play with a lot of energy. I would imagine that inspires you every day.
It most definitely inspires me a whole lot. It started in the meeting room where he's teaching the meeting room, you know, and on the field he's also teaching, and not just coaching, yelling. He want to correct things and make sure things are right. And he real laid back. I mean, not a lot of yelling and screaming at you. He wants things done his way. I mean, not your way.
How much of a jump, Fletcher, do you think you're going to have year one to year two in the NFL?
I mean, I think it'll be a whole lot better than year one.
Which was pretty darn good.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, everybody here thinks. You don't think?
I mean, I think it was pretty good, but it could have been better. But by being my first year, I surprised myself. I knew I was going to play at a high level, just not a lot of people saying it's hard for defensive tackles to get, you know, a lot of sacks and stuff like that. But, you know, I just worked through that and just let it happen.
Tell me the welcome to the NFL moment you may have had. Do you remember, you know, an NFL offensive lineman is a whole lot different than most of the college linemen that you face. Was there a moment when you said, "Woo, these guys are good up here"?
Well, I'll say probably one game where I got a double team and, you know, kind of got pushed out a little bit. And, I kind of finally opened my eyes and, you know, I was like, man, you know, okay, now I got to bring it.
Yeah. And so the difference is that you've got to bring it every play, do you think, in the NFL? More than, not that you didn't in college, but in college, you're so much more talented than a lot of the guys. You can kind of get by on that, can't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
During
in
the NFL,
SEC, of course, it's also awfully competitive football, too.
I mean, you got guys that's probably playing a lot of majority of the guys in the NFL, offensive linemen probably played in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got to look at that, you know, and taking those plays off, you know, during the course of a game.
How much different are your responsibilities now with this hybrid defensive line, the front, than you had last year?
I mean, you got some responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Depends on what defensive call and, you know, what's your responsibility on that play. And you got to do your job, because if not, then, you know, the ball might leak out where you're supposed to be at.
Fletcher, tell me about the feeling that the defense has. A lot of new faces, new coaches, new scheme. Do you feel that it's all coming together?
Yes, sir. Everybody's coming together. It's more talking. Everybody communicating with everybody. You know, players communicating with the coach. You can sit on the sideline. If something happened, you know, during practice, you can see the players going to the sideline, you know, asking questions to the coaches, you know, communicating, trying to make things right. So on game day, everybody will be on one page.
Once this mini camp is over, Fletch, you're going to go down to Mississippi, I assume, and enjoy yourself. And I know the Eagles Television Network followed you a bit and had some fun with you a couple of weeks ago. Something you love, getting behind the wheel, getting all kinds of muddy. Tell me about this. What is this scene here?
That scene right there is just a normal day for a guy like me. Just going out and having a lot of fun, you know, four-wheeling and this thing that's a country boy doing in Mississippi.
Yeah, and so that's actually a drag race.
No, that's not a drag race. Okay. Actually, that's where I hunt at. So I mean, we're just having fun wise, you know, hunt season not in. And, you know, guys just – I mean, well, we got to go back and replant. So, you know, doing probably when it's starting to get back cold outside, you know, Mississippi, then, you know, we won't be out there, you know, doing all that.
And this is fun.
Always fun.
Yeah. This is how you kind of let your mind go and just relax and just be a kid again.
Most definitely. It's always fun to just go out and, you know, do those things like that. You can see, you know, the smile on my face go out, and also drag racing.
Yeah. Now, how'd you get into all this stuff, Fletcher?
Well, I've been doing it since I was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, he got me into it, you know, drag racing. And
cool.
And I've been just got into it, and I enjoy watching it.
You're a motorhead? Are you under the hood? And can you rebuild an engine?
I can.
Oh man, can. You're more of a man than I am. I'll tell you that. what kind of workouts will you do down there? How will you, you know, get ready for training camp? We've seen the tempo here at practice, very fast. You know, Chip wants his players in great physical condition. I imagine you're used to that tempo now.
Oh yeah, I'm real used to that tempo. I mean, I do the same thing as I did before I came in. You know, work out 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. Probably might do cardio on Friday. And also, you know, just running, you know, doing things to keep my heart rate up and not letting this hard work that I've done now, you know, kind of go to waste.
Well, listen, we have a great mini camp. If I don't spend some time with you, have a great rest of your off season, and let's get it going for training camp. Big year ahead, all right?
Big year ahead.
Fletcher Cox in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.